This will be the record crowd today, so it will beat the previous best, which is the Arsenal Cup game, which is around 30,289. So we'll be around 30,300 today, which is a fantastic crowd.
All right, and so how long have you been in charge now? Because you came here from Spurs. How long have you been in charge of the Albion?
Well, this is the fourth season, coming to the end of the fourth season. It's been a fantastic sort of period, and obviously we've seen the club develop a lot over that time. You know, we've had the two playoffs, difficult season last year, and then this year, obviously, it's been a fantastic season, and hopefully we can go that next step.
Talk to me about the appointment of Chris Hughton, the difference he's made since he's been manager of the team.
Well, Chris is someone I've known a very long time, almost 20 years, in fact, and he's been a fantastic sort of football man throughout that period, a great player, obviously at Spurs, and a very, very good coach, served his time as an assistant to many managers at Spurs, and then had his opportunity with Newcastle and Birmingham and Norwich to prove himself as a manager. And he did that, and he's come here, and I think he's done a fantastic job in the 18 months or so that he's been with us.
What do you think has made the difference then to be in this position where it's in the club's own hands as to whether they go up to the Premier League or not?
A combination of things. I think, you know, we set out, you know, during the period when we had a very difficult time, first of all, to stabilise the performances on the pitch and make sure we stayed in the Championship. And then when the season ended last year, we literally looked at every single thing that we did from top to bottom and looked for ways of improving it. And we made some personnel changes, we made some changes to our processes, and we put in place a plan that gave us a good chance of getting into at least the playoffs this year. And so far, that's worked.
I mean, just watching from afar in the past, you know, when there was phrases like Premier League ready and all this kind of thing, and some people kind of scoffed at that a bit, but you're on the cusp now. What does it actually mean for the club in terms of finances and the future to get to the Premier League? Because this is the year to make it if you're going to, isn't it?
It is. The TV deal next year will be worth a minimum of £92 million to the club that finishes bottom in the Premier League next year. And to put that into some kind of context, that would pretty much quadruple our turnover overnight. So the prize is enormous. And it's very important to sort of keep our feet on the ground, because the next two games are vital. And we need to get the results to get us there. So nobody here is getting carried away. We're very focused on each game as it comes, which is a cliche in football, but never has it been more true. But we're looking forward to today, and obviously next week at Middlesbrough is a huge game.
And tell me the influence that Tony Bloom, the chairman, has had in the years you've been here.
Well, Tony obviously has got two fantastic character traits. First of all, he's wealthy enough to fund the club, and so far, you know, that wealth has contributed over £200 million to what we're doing here with the stadium, the training ground and the accumulated losses. But his other great character trait is he's very humble, and he sets a tone for the club that keeps our feet on the ground, sure that we do things properly and do things in the right way. And I hope this season people have seen that both on and off the pitch we've done things in the right way.
So just over 4 hours till kickoff today. What does the next 4 hours hold for you, Paul?
Well, luckily there's quite a lot to do in that 4 hours, otherwise I think I'd be slightly demented. And yeah. You know, it's been an interesting sort of couple of weeks sleep wise that's for sure. But the most important thing is that the players are getting their rest, that they're focused on today. The rest of us will just do whatever we can to make it as easy for them as possible.
Now, you came here after being chief exec at Spurs, so they're in a tantalising place as well, currently at the top of the Premier League. How are you feeling about your team, your other team?
Well, I grew up a mile from White Hart Lane, and you know, my first love was Tottenham. My only focus at the moment, though, is Brighton Hove Albion and doing everything we need to do in the next few games.
But once today's out the way, you can look at tomorrow's game and see that as a fan, perhaps?
Yeah, that would be nice. I think probably Spurs may have left it a little bit too late. I hope I'm wrong. I hope they can get a win at Chelsea tomorrow and keep the pressure on Leicester. But I just feel now that Leicester have probably done enough. And, you know, credit to them. They've had a great season.
Great. Well, we're looking forward to a cracking day. What I like about this is, you know, in the 4 hours we'll be here with the show today, is it will go from virtually nobody here, you know, just some of your staff and a few people knocking around for those potential tickets. And then in a couple of hours, this place will be thronging and the shop will be busy and the bars will be busy. It'll be a real atmosphere, won't it?
There will. Well, you've got the Piranhas on stage as well, so you're going to be competing with some noise from the bandstand, yeah. But no, one of the great things about this stadium is this plaza here, as people walk up from the stadium and approach the stadium. It's a fantastic area for people to gather, meet friends, have a drink, listen to some music, and just get into the match day swing of things. And it's one of the beautiful things about this stadium.
Yeah, and I'm just thinking, you know, people who aren't hardcore football fans, I think still have a sense of pride. You know, if the club goes up this year to the Premier League, I think people locally will generally give them a feel-good factor that actually here's, you know, our local club doing really well, even if they've never been to see a game.
Well, I think first of all, the fans of this football club probably deserve promotion to the Premier League almost more than any other. You know, what this club has been through, what the fans did to save it, what the fans did to keep it alive during the dark days was nothing short of amazing. And I think the city as a whole has really embraced, you know, the development of the club over the last 5 years with the Amex opening and the fan base building. And I think, you know, just moving around the city today from the I-360 to the town hall, to various people's gardens, vans, cars, we're seeing blue and white everywhere, which is just fantastic. And I'd like to say thank you to everyone in the city for the support we've had over this season, but over the last sort of 20-odd, 30-odd years as well.